It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about how to handle ghosting. Ghosting has become a social phenomenon. When you connect with someone, you feel good about them, you're bonding, and then they go ghost and don't show up. If this has happened to you, it sure has happened to me. Here are some things to remember. One, not everyone is honest the way you are about short-term or long-term commitments. You may put yourself on the line, you may open up your heart, but that doesn't mean the other person does. It's important to know and believe deep down you did nothing wrong. If they can't show up, it's their stuff, not yours. Number two, remember and look for the signals of what you could have known early on, but perhaps put some blinders on. What were those things that you ignored that would tell you that they would go ghost? Reflect on that so that the next time you see those signals, you'll know better. For example, were they uncommittal about some things? Were they texting someone else as they were talking to you? Whatever those signs were, make note so if it happens again, you'll know and you'll know how to act. Number three, ask yourself, so you don't take it personally like it was your fault, what's going on with the other person? Why is that person hard to get close to? It's not me. It's them. They're afraid of commitment. They're running from something. Put the blame where it belongs, not on you, on them. Number four, remember, as I always say, you deserve the best and nothing less. Go for the gold. Go for the person who's honest. Go for the person with a big heart, who's kind and will love you forever. You deserve it. Let's review. If you're ghosted, it doesn't feel comfortable. But here are some things that will help you avoid that next time. Number one, not everyone has the same heart as you. Not everyone is forthright, direct, for the short term or the long term. Number two, what are some of those signals early on that would trigger the fact that something is wrong in this relationship and you would know early on that this is not something to pursue? Look for the signs. They're there. Don't put blinders on. Number three, what's really going on with that person? Someone who runs from commitment, someone who runs from a way to bond and connect, has real problems, and their problems are not you. It's their stuff. Do not take it personally. And number four, remember, you deserve the best and nothing less. You deserve honesty. You deserve someone who has an open heart, someone who's kind and sincere. You've worked hard on yourself. And it's now time to open up, know the signs of what you don't want, but open up to what you crave in your heart. I'll say it one last time. You deserve the best and nothing less.